God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. We can do it better for them than that. Wow. God is good. And all the time, we thank God so very much for a time like this. All glory belongs to God, and we adore him as such. Amen. Mafimo papa. Last week, we went somewhere in the district, Mount of Olives, Manchester. Thank you, my brother. Manchester, in Connecticut, to visit them and to make sure everything going on in the church is intact. And by the grace of God, we are here. Today is another day for prayer festival. Another day assigned to us by God through his grace for you and I to have opportunity to pray extensively. I know you pray in your various homes. I know you have prayer rooms and prayer closets. But together, as we meet like this, we have to make time and to pray extensively. So today is another day for us to pray extensively. Amen. Even the Bible teaches that we should pray in unseen places. Amen. And unti ye be jumpaye ne na unyamen so uti empire bonti obiti ye. Amen. Amanina be ye waye. Amanina beta oinye suase onu kofwe. Consideration for our prayer festival is my hair shall grow again. My hair shall grow again. Turn to your brother and sister and tell the person, my hair shall grow again. Say it aloud. Say it aloud. Oh yes. Oh yes. Amen. This topic is a topic of God's restoration. You see, as human as we are, sometimes we fall short of the glory of God. Sometimes because of our own things that we do, some sinful attitudes, the things that God will want us to do that we are not able to do. And for that matter, we fall short. But you see, God is ever ready to restore you and to restore me, to bring us to our original position so that we are able to forge ahead in that strength that he has given us. Amen. Onyame odo no dome on pese me ne wono ye be ka fo mo ha enti abri bia no o ma opportunity se me ne umi nu ye san emra ne nche no fa ye nsi de ben ye nsi bre. Amen. So that strength that you've lost, that grace that has departed from you, God is giving you another chance for a restoration. Amen. Yes, it is about this topic. It's about renewing of one's strength. If you are forced when you will grow, when you are more this, I tell you, hey, this is a crabbing me, baby. Hey, God is telling you, your hair shall grow again. It's so God will give you a new strength to forge ahead. Amen. So no matter your age, oh, no matter your age, when you are from, amen. It's about coming to terms of one's original position as ordained by God. When you mention say you know, Esa Hanodi would do. And so be a unruh. And you also work at it. This is the time for the assurance from God to you that he shall let your hair grow again. Amen. Friends, the passage I just read is loaded. But I will come to you another time, God willing, in the same prayer festival with another topic from the same passage. But today, we are considering my hair shall grow again. And it has to do with Samson, who had an amorous relationship with Delilah. And in fact, that relationship was abominable before God. But God has already said that you should not have any relationship with those hedonists, with unbelievers. Don't yoke with unbelievers. And so, okay, na home affair, okay, can be your war, okay, say Papa no musica, the background of that person, it will say maybe a man, meko. So, children of God, people of God, when you make us say, "I am ko baby," we should pay heed to him. And we should not go. Because if you go, friends, three times Delilah went to Samson to trick him of where he obtains his strength from. And in those three times, Samson was so alert that he did not reveal the secret. Told her a lie. But for the fourth time, he foolishly allowed himself and was trapped. And for that matter, verse 9, we read that his eyes were plucked out. Dilala dadame. Dilala dadame. Hello. Damima. What dadame? Not only that, where the strength came from, the Palestinians also shaved the hairs off. Bible says, "Nane or dreadlocks, that dreadlocks near seven. Minina, omuju chagui. Enti Samson wadao. Enti dilala fre filisi fono asuja fono bae no ube so ni mono. Afe Bible says." He tried to rekindle the power that he had. But according to scripture, the strength had left him. Not only the strength, but it also the source of the strength had eluded him. And the source of Samson's strength was God Almighty. When you meet him, who said day. So your connection and my connection to God is primus. I believe we are making sure so ni nyame and tem ebe ye fine. Oni Yesu betna. Obey ya down for pa. Baby, I am a corner. We should connect to him. Unti mi mwampa ye biya no kase urade. Mede me hon batao. Urade wone me ko. Ampanso one wobe ko. Amen. Friends, I want to be short in this presentation so that we can pray more. The Lord abandoned Samson. His strength, grace, and anointing eluded him. His power leaked away. But of all, let me tell you something. In this world, when you continually commit sin, the power of God leaks out. Adun bi ewo osuno enyu nu ko. Bra wo de obo adu adu ese bonia na meye. Na me adum ewo osu enyu eko. It leaks away. It wins. Hello. That is why you and I, we should get connected to our God and our Savior. Amen. Friends, omo yes ade wi e no mo de Samson caught to prison. Obi an ani ni ho, na na ho odin so asan so man adwuma ye o prison ho. Na oya maguro, oya madwe, bibia ye yam bia Samson na ye. An ani ni ho. E ya rehosem o. E ya rehosem o. And you may be thinking far, trying to see into the condition, the scenery at the time. But of all, look around you and look into yourself. Of all, adum bebre na nyame di adumo nenso yama ho kwan ama obone no take it away. Say again, my hair shall grow. My hair shall grow again in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. And friends, and confirm yes I di nyina wiye no. They attributed what had happened to their God, to their smaller God. That is where I will come again with another topic for our discussion another time, but not today. And unti, I'm a celebrity. I'm a to a party. I'm a geomani. And we'll be suggesting, say, that wicked guy who had killed a lot of our people and has destroyed our city gates. Let us go and bring him to this our party so that he will serve as a comedian. He will joke. Oniyeni to dinity pim pim no yes ano. Na yen suyet ye no monsa ni ye Ricky Bab ni ye sre. Ano prince or hene ne prince ano mukofa ne bay. And according to scriptures, by that time, the hair had started growing. The hair has started growing. Hallelujah! Me thankful. Am I wedding? Nye me. Na me shi asia. Me sign my sorry. Am I wedding? Nye me. Na me shi asia. Me sign my sorry. Hallelujah! Amo fuse saha nebeye. Banu nyanko pa started restore no. Orofo. Wa ye bonibi. Wa fumubi. Wa kumini pape. Edia na wa ye. Begin to reorientate your mind and tell God, Zerade Mafum, as I'm so in Ubium. Mo Brum, Mo Yamita, me, Otima, Ka, Machine, Sa. Not from the hell. The strength really is from God. It was God who was supplying him that excessive strength. But of all, yeah, why are you home affair? Yeah, what are you home affair? So, shall we hear? If you're ready, I don't be better now. So, I'm home affair. Are you ready? It is a home affair. I'm home affair. I'm the battle that to was here. Are you ready? Because, yeah, when you be there, of course, you must be the hand of the battle to go. Are you ready? Say, you're meaning more. It's me. So, what really helps Samson was God. You can see that he had already asked God, God, restore me. God, restore me. Prepare me to be a sanctuary for your use. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary. Pure and holy. Pure. Your year and my year of divine overflow. God is going to disappoint people. If people thought that, am I A, B, C to bring you down? And for that matter, you're not going to rise again. They labor. They labor. Because God is going to do marvelous things in your life. And it will shock you and shock those looking to see your downfall. Hallelujah. Before some promotion, we acquire any maybe into promotion. Emma, what you bet double now? Because I'm not double double. Say it again, not double double. Oh, yes, God has power to restore you and to restore me. Baby, I'm feeling a new for well ready. Robin, when you are check, when you chat upon the area, the womb that's it. Catch on to me, what's your name? Hallelujah. So you, my friends, youth, JY, listen to me. In your academic prowess, you've come to a point that this very subject is difficult. This mathematics and science, the ICT, let me tell you, can't worry. This, our God, has power to reorient. He created you so he can grant you the wisdom to catch up with whatever you've already lost. You just sound like, God, I need you, I need you. Open my mind. And I will tell you, in this very semester, you shall do well. You shall be well with you. Amen. And you shall excel. That is the God that we serve. What a mighty God. We serve. What am I? Otie, 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 be the man and my ye. Oh, this subject, me to me, yo. Minia, oh, wait, yo, I know. Sana, be your mom. You must meet me here. I can do it. This examination, I will pass. And you will pass. It's too hard. I don't like leaving the lecture. I don't like the teacher. I don't like the teacher. And it will continually be a burden on you. Pray positively. And God shall see you through. Otio, 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 Otio. Grow again. This year, your hair, my hair, shall grow again. But remember, the strength, whatever that you have, comes from the Lord. So all of us, we should get connected to our God, and He shall be well with you. Be upstanding as we pray.
Don't
unto God. He is our healer. Lord, you've been my healer. You've been my merciful God. You've been my kindness God. But of all, begin to give appellation unto God. Begin to give appellation unto God. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Tell God something. Such as every day. Unde mahuade. Unde makuche. Unde me mabrahufo. Unde me tumufo. Me yari safu urade. If you're from some, we God as we clap, and we are asking God, God, intervene. Come into my home. Take control with your spirit. Begin to pray. 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 Father Lord, we invite you into our homes. In a prayer, what are you lacking? What seems to making you feel like your hair is cut? Where your financial strength is coming from is cut. Where that inspiration is coming from is cut. It's like you are losing friends that are so supportive and are around you. And it's like you feel lonely. It's like your strength is gone, is removed from you. What is that? We are lifting up prayer and telling God, God, I need you again. I need you again. I need you again. My Lord, I need my strength back. I need this inspiration back. I need this motivation back. I need this somebody. Begin to pray. Begin to pray, friends. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. What is eluding you? Tell God that, God, I need this thing back. God, I need this thing back. I need this thing back. Oh, yeah. I need this thing back, my Lord. I need it. Those who are tired, you may sit down. We are praying for healing power. healing grace over our lives. You have been diagnosed of something. I don't care about the diagnosis, oh. I believe it's somebody that we call healing Jesus. Everybody say, healing Jesus.
Healing Jesus.
Say it again, healing Jesus.
Healing Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir, children, you are diagnosed of something. You have been booked for a surgery or something. We don't care about that. All that we care is the presence of God over our lives. Oh, no, no, you are the engineer. Let's pray for our friends. Begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. God to give them bright future. bright future, bright future. And we pray against any negativity, negative things like alcoholism, like being drug addicts. We come against that. Like this LGBT something something plus. Oh God, we come against that. That God will grant them bright future in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray for our youth. Let's begin to pray for our kids. Let's begin to pray for them. Bright future. 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 Yay! Bright future. We come against all negativities. Alcoholism. Drug addiction. Yeah.